Back in the book segment tonight, former NBA basketball player Tim Hardaway went on a radio show and said this.
Well, I hate gay people, so I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world for that or in the United States for it. So yeah, I don't like it.
Now Hardaway later apologized, but why would he even think that or say it? Joining us now from Irvine, California, Brian Levin, director of the Center for the State of Hate and Extremism. For the study, I should say, of hate and extremism. I'm not getting this. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, in the world, and we see them in the Muslim world now trying to kill us, who irrationally hate groups, all right? Jews, blacks, gays, whatever it may be. So we have a Muslim, they're willing to kill each other, they're willing to blow themselves up to kill each other. What is the mentality? Is it an emotional illness?
No, it's a behavioral disorder. And by the way, there are many Muslims of goodwill throughout the world that abhor this. I've met with them overseas. And so it's not the religion, it's the fanatic and it's the hater. And what we have are, if people are conditioned in a subculture of prejudice, they will respond accordingly. There are three parts related to prejudice. Prejudice is an attitude. We have the emotional part, the emotive part. We also have the belief system part. And then we have the part of acting it out. So there are three parts. And we all have prejudices. But what people like us can do is we can discuss things, we can expose ourselves to new experiences and new people and adjust these accordingly. The hardened bigot uses their emotion and locks it in a belief system that is rigid and inflexible. And they respond to negative stereotypes that identify certain kinds of people as legitimate targets for hatred and aggression.
But it doesn't make sense to me. I'm coming at it from a logical point of view, which is probably a mistake, because I don't think there's any logic involved with these people. But you take a guy like Hardaway, he goes on a radio show, he's retired from the NBA. He's a big guy. I mean, nobody's going to bother Hardaway. And he goes on there in response to a former player saying he's gay and saying, I hate gays, I'm homophobic, I don't want them in the world. And I'm going to myself, why do you care? Why do you care? Is there a reason behind this?
I think a lot of celebrities are narcissistic personalities, and they don't play by the rules that everyone else plays by. If he were in any other place, he would have been fired right away, although I guess he's suffering, the consequences now for being an unrepentant homophobic bigot. But nevertheless, what I'm saying is we tolerate a lot from people who are successful in other avenues
of life.
So
he has now, because he has a sense of entitlement, he has no censor on his mouth. But he's still thinking it. He's still thinking it, And even, when Gibson said what he said and when Michael Richards said what he said, I kind of understood it. Gibson was drunk, but it was in his mind. How does it get in his mind? Mel has never been able to explain how it gets in his mind. Richards was angry. Somebody was heckling him, and again, he spits it out. But to carry that stuff around with you, Mr. Levin, you're carrying it around every day. And I guess it's some kind of a disorder, a thinking disorder. I'll give you the last word.
It is a disorder, but it's a disorder that all of us carry to some extent. And what we have to make sure that we do is recognize our prejudices and use our logic.
Are you born with it? When you say everyone carries it, are you born with it?
No. Haters are made, not born. And I think a large part of this has to do with the social subculture of professional athletics that this person, Tim Hardaway, was involved in. And we have to have people. We all have children. You and I both have children, Bill. We have to stand up against this. You as a role model.
Yeah, I think it's learned behavior. I think if your parents
Absolutely.
Are this way and that, you get it as well. But as you said, you got to fight against it, because in America, we can't have this stuff. Mr. Levin, thanks very much.